Pack your bags, we're going camping. Hi everyone, Alex Smith here with your 360 update presented by Sports Authority. It's a beautiful day here in South Philadelphia as the Eagles reported for their first training session of 2015 training camp. It was head coach Chip Kelly kicking things off today with his pre-practice press conference. Chip Kelly was asked early and often about last night's trade of Brandon Boykin to the Pittsburgh Steelers for a conditional fifth round pick. And Kelly responded to those questions by praising the depth that the Eagles have at cornerback.
When talking to him last night, I think he was stunned. He was disappointed. I think he really liked it here. Very close with his teammates. I told him I thought the timing itself wasn't a real good time, but they actively pursued him. They wanted to trade for him at the draft, and we turned it down. And they had called last week and turned it down again. And then when we sat down with Corey and Billy and Ed as a group and looked at the offer that they made for us and kind of really, it's more speaks to what our depth was at the position. We felt like it was a move to make. So,
the other big topic heading into this 2015 training camp for the Eagles is the health of quarterback Sam Bradford. And Kelly spoke today about Bradford having no limitations on that left knee, saying that his quarterback feels comfortable heading into camp.
He's full go 100%. When you talk to him, he had a great offseason. I think from when we left on June 18th to now, he feels really confident. He's not going to play with a brace. Not going to, at least out in our training sessions out here, he feels comfortable without it. He's ready to go. So,
once practice came to a close, Bradford himself spoke about trusting his left knee, playing without a brace, and praising the work that he put in with the Eagles training staff during the last 6 weeks.
Yeah, it was kind of a collective idea. I just felt like I got to the point where I didn't need it. I was doing a lot of things without the brace, and I felt fine. I felt like sometimes during OTAs the brace restricted me a little bit, and so the doctors, I talked to them yesterday and they were cool with it, so we're going to go without one.
It was interesting to note today that it was rookie cornerback Ja'Cory Shepherd who got the first team reps at nickelback, previously held by Brandon Boykin, and after practice it was veteran Malcolm Jenkins praising the work that he saw on the field from Shepherd.
Shepherd today, last night he figured out he'll be with the ones as a nickel today, and he stepped in today, didn't miss a beat, and I think they're hungry to get their opportunity as well and show what they got. So it's going to be a lot of competition. We got E.J. Biggers, Jalen Watkins playing the nickel. Myself and Walter Thurman can drop down to the nickel at any time. So we got a lot of depth and a lot of talent, and we're looking forward to what we're going to do as a secondary.
Sticking on the defensive side of the ball, it was veteran linebacker D'Amico Ryans talking about his opportunity to get back on the field and playing alongside the newly acquired Kiko Alonso.
It was good. It's saying if I'm in there with Kiko, Michael, whoever, we do a good job, I think, of just helping each other, communicating, helping each other, no matter who's in there.
And finally, a couple of depth chart notes from this afternoon's practice. It was Alan Barbry and Matt Tobin who got first team reps at the guard position. Meanwhile, outside at wide receiver, it was Riley Cooper and Josh Huff with Jordan Matthews playing in the middle. Switching over to the defensive side of the ball, Walter Thurman lined up and took first team reps opposite of Malcolm Jenkins. And as previously mentioned, it was Ja'Cory Shepherd getting first team reps at the nickel. And for continuing coverage of Eagles training camp, be sure to keep it right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.